about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have a case where a gentleman went to a doctor in Los Angeles, and he was diagnosed with homosexual behavior, or a code that is actually a little bit more damaging than that. And what is this homosexual or ego dystonic sexual orientation code that some of you may be, I guess, labeled with on your insurance form? It's a code that has actually been used for many years. Many of us stopped using it, but some doctors are still using it. This patient is pretty upset. Why is homosexuality considered a diagnosis code? So we'll talk about that. We also have an app that I guess encourages you to get pregnant. And if you can't, I believe they help provide funding for fertility treatments. We got to talk about that. Definitely worth the download. We got a husband that I guess beat up his wife using a slab of frozen meat. Why maybe frozen meat could be a weapon. And how to protect yourself from a frozen meat lashing. Mayor Bloomberg is at it again as he's looking to ban e-cigs or electronic cigarettes. Talk about that. We got a doctor in New York who is offering free cosmetic procedures like Lasix, Juvederm, if you go out on a date with him. You have to be, I guess, between a size 0 and 2. You have to be really attractive. You have to be, I know, I already don't qualify. It's LASIK in one eye. LASIK in one eye. We'll tell you, actually, LASIK is being done in one eye more and more. So some, you know, people can be farsighted and nearsighted at the same time. So we'll talk about that. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. 7 minutes past the hour. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is an interesting email. Isaac from Chicago writes, my wife is 3 months pregnant and is excited, but I'm finding myself feigning excitement. She wants me to touch her stomach and giggle with her, and I do, but is something wrong with me? I want a child, but I just don't have the excitement that I think an impending father should. What is wrong with me? I don't really think anything is wrong with you. You know, I mean, for the dad, it's kind of surreal, but it's weird because you really can't get involved. And if you're, you know, trying to do the giggles to keep your wife happy, I would say that's pretty cool. Okay, the fact that you're going through that length to go, oh, yeah, I'm so excited. But I think a lot of fathers, now, mind you, I'm not a father, I'm the mother. So I understand this situation from, you know, carrying the baby. I was very, very ecstatic about being pregnant. But being a doctor and knowing that only a third of pregnancies actually make it to term from conception, whether there's a fertilization issue or a miscarriage, etc. I immediately, when I found out I was pregnant, I already knew that I had a 2/3 chance of this not being carried to term. Just those are regular odds. When I talked to my doctor, telling her, you know what, I'm pregnant, I'm all excited, she's like, I don't even want to see you until you're 9 weeks. And I'm like, really? She's like, you know why? I'm like, I know, you know, just so me, it's funny. And with us, my husband was more excited than I was. even though I really was excited about having a baby, I was already starting to think of the practicality of it all. So he wanted to tell his family and have his mother tell the neighbors and all that. I'm like, no, hold the phone. Because if God forbid something happened, I don't want to have to start explaining to your mother's next door's neighbor's gardener why there's no baby, you know, the following year. So I think my husband was pretty excited. I never make my husband giggle. You know, my husband just isn't the giggly type. I mean, he chuckles and he gets a good laugh, but he's really, you know, there's toilet paper in my studio. There's a roll of toilet paper up where the television is. How did that get there? And if there's no toilet in the studio, why is there toilet paper there? I really don't understand that. I'll take a picture, post on Facebook. Whoever left their toilet paper in my studio, that's weird. You almost wonder if somebody's living here when I'm not looking. Oh, well. Okay. So anyway, wait until the 20-week ultrasound. At the 20-week ultrasound is when you get to actually look at the baby and see, that's when the doctor likes to determine the sex. Although with my older boy, we were ultrasounding very early on. And so we could tell he was a boy at 13 weeks. I mean, his phallus was bigger than his arm. I mean, so we knew right away he was a boy. So my husband and I got to already see the baby, got to bond sooner. It seems like more and more people are doing ultrasounds earlier, and these ultrasounds are so cool. You can even get 3D images of the baby. That may actually also incite a little bit more excitement, but don't think something's wrong with you. Because you're on the outside and maybe you're a little worried, you know, it's the recession, right? I mean, with babies, right? You know, when the baby does come, God willing, okay, you got diapers, you got sleepless nights, you got the in-laws now wanting to come over all the time. You got to figure out how you're going to pay for college, how you're going to pay for daycare. What are you going to do with the recession? Is it going to be a registered Republican or a Democrat? I mean, these are big concerns. So if you're a dad and you're not going, oh, I get that. I don't think there's anything wrong with you. Now, if after the baby is born, you want nothing to do with the baby, then I'd be a little bit concerned. But mind you, even after the baby is born, baby responds to mama a lot. Okay, and I'll get dads that come in and go, the baby cries when I hold the baby. Something's wrong with the baby. No. Just remember, the baby, all he's known is mama because he was in mama's uterus. So he knows her respirations. He knows her voice. But start talking to your wife's stomach. You don't have to do coochie-coochie-coo. Just start talking, all right, so the baby can pick up your voice, and that'll help with some bonding. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The whole gosh darn movie for you. That's what we got to do. All right, guys. I think we're all awake and working now. That's the problem with my show. The problem with my show is I put everybody asleep at the studio. All right. But God bless the people that work at the studio. God bless Dan, who works the dials. And we got Genesis Communications Network that's making the show happen. Thanks, you guys. They're probably like, you know what? Nobody wants to hear Dolly's show anyway. Let's just play the music for an hour. All right, here we go. One of you over the break had asked about your wife sleeps in a different bed than you. and you've gotten into that habit of sleeping in different beds. What does that mean?
All right. If you're sleeping in a different bed from your spouse,
it can mean a few things, okay? One is you really cherish sleep more than you cherish the idea of sleeping next to your spouse. That may not be a bad thing, okay? That may not mean that the wedding is, that the marriage is off, okay? I remember years ago, I went to visit some family in Israel. And the husband was sleeping in a different room than the wife. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, you know, their marriage must be on the, on the rift and, you know, what's going on? And my cousin said, no, it's just, you know, dad, snores so gosh darn loud that mom can't sleep. Now, very, very small apartment, you know, the kind of like a studio apartment. So I was on the floor in the living room. Dad was on a bed in the corner. Mom was, I guess, on the couch. And cousin and I slept on the floor. And you're right. I mean, he kept us up. So to me, it's something to make sense because whether you're 40 feet away or whether you're in the same bed, you were going to be awoken by his sleeping. He did die an early death. The heavy snoring always prompts me to tell you guys that it should prompt you to get checked for sleep apnea, get your spouse checked for sleep apnea, because it's a shame. He died a few years after that. I was only a college student, so I didn't really think. I just thought, okay, guys snore, that's what they did. I didn't understand the health implications of such loud snoring. All right, but why did I go into that long story? Because, you know, I've seen it. And it has nothing to do with a marriage crumbling, okay? However, if you're going through the work to sleep in a different room because somebody is snoring, let's say, then you might want to get them checked for sleep apnea. I mean, if somebody snores that loud, well, you got to kick them out of bed. Even if it's your wife, wives have sleep apnea too. Oh, no, we don't. We're girls. We're all dainty. No, you ain't. Okay, you could have sleep apnea. You could still be cutting off your air supply. Now, my husband says I don't snore. But what I do is I start to drown in my spit, and I can't talk about it without getting sick. So I'm like, but it has nothing to do with lack of airway. I have a huge airway, as y'all can see. Right? Large mouth, very open space with my tonsils. Hardly have large tonsils. I'm just, you know, I just salivate a lot when I sleep. I don't know if it's Viggo Mortensen. There's somebody else who I think is really, really good looking. Is it Channing Tatum? I'm thinking I'm starting to have dreams about him. I don't know, because I haven't seen a Viggo Mortensen movie now in about 10 years. Okay, so where were we going with that? All right, but he says he doesn't mind because he's usually in a deeper sleep. He snores, but not to the degree that he used to. He's lost weight. It's incredible. You could hardly hear him snore now, which is why weight loss is so important. But what if you guys are sleeping in separate beds because one of you is afraid that you guys are going to have sex? And so they're keeping you away in a different room because they don't want to have sex or they don't want to be by you. Okay, then that's kind of an issue. Okay, you know, I mean, if you guys are a couple and one of them is fearing that there's going to be nookie-nookie when they don't want to, I mean, there's kind of a breakdown of communication. It's okay for somebody's sex drive to be down in a relationship. It's okay for that person to not want to engage in sex if they, you know, I don't know, want to go to work the next day. Who knows? I don't know. They showered before they go to bed, so all they have to do is just, you know, I don't know, grab their briefcase and go to work. I don't know. I get that. But anyway, but if there's a disdain for each other or a distaste for each other where you guys can't share a bed, then that's when we have to look at the marriage issues. Now, one of you had written me about a year ago saying you just can't sleep next to another human body. You've never been able to. For those who joined us, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Are you in a situation where you don't sleep in the same room with your spouse? And does it bother you? Does it work? Right? I mean, do you get to sit and watch your porn and the wife doesn't get mad? Just, yeah, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. D-A-L-I. So one of you had brought up that you can't sleep next to another person. Okay, and it wasn't that that other person would wake you up. It just you could never sleep with somebody next to you. Now, whenever we hear that somebody does that, in the psychology world, we'll go, well, you know, maybe they were abused as a child. Maybe they were woken up out of their sleep in a fire or in a tornado or something, so they don't want to have somebody near them. It's very scary for them, you know, from a psychological standpoint. But if you were never attacked or assaulted or whatever, you just can't sleep next to another human being, then I recommend to try to desensitize you is to get one of those body dolls. No, not blow-up dolls. I have one of those, Doc. Okay, good, good. We're talking about those body dolls. And those body dolls is where you have something next to you that I guess looks like a body. And it could be a dummy doll. It could even be, I mean, it doesn't have to be a hard mannequin, because imagine rolling over and smacking your hand against something that's hard and plastic. But, okay, yeah. So you want to have that sensation. Now, one of you is messaging me about kids in your bed. How late can your kids sleep in the bed? Like, how old? Okay, this is a great topic. Kids climbing into bed, I don't think is a big thing. 5 years old, 6 years old, they get scared. They want to be by mommy and daddy. That's fine. A 16-year-old daughter, a 16-year-old son, you got to probably tell them, nah, you know, you got to kind of stay in your own room. Now, a lot of times, though, okay, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, a lot of times you'll go on trips, and you'll get a hotel room with only two beds, all right? And, you know, the kids are going to fight, so the parents will split up and be in the beds, right? One will take one kid, one will take another kid, because otherwise they'll just sit there and fight. And I do that with my husband and I. When we go traveling, that's when we don't sleep together in the same room. And I mean, honestly, we really aren't doing lovey-dovey anyway. You got the kids in the hotel room, so it's not a big deal. Okay, you know, my husband can, I mean, it's hard because the temptation is really, really there. I mean, he's got all this, right, to have to look at day in and day out. I mean, the temptation is really, really there. But he's able to cool it for a couple days, so we are able to, you know, be able to share a hotel room with our kids. And our kids are young. So one crashes with one crashes the other, because every time, and we just did it on the last trip, hubby and I tried to share the bed ourselves, and no, the kids started fighting, and then one tried to find reprieve and safety and shelter in between mom and dad. So nothing's going to happen. I mean, our marriage is going to have to wait, right? But when it comes to kids sleeping in the bed with you, I think it's okay. When it comes to babies and SIDS, we tell you to get the baby out of the bed, because you're going to roll over on the baby and suffocate the baby. So we don't allow you to have a kid in the bed that you could roll over and suffocate. But little six-year-old daughter wants to come in, watch TV with you, and then ends up falling asleep. As long as you don't roll and kick her off the bed and have her break a leg, you should be fine. All right. I see some of you on the line. We got Dan working the dials. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, it looks like we're coming up on break. When we come back, I want to take your calls. And then I also want to talk about this case where an openly gay man in California went to the doctor for a routine physical and was diagnosed under chronic conditions with homosexual behavior. What is this story all about? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Thank you. If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of our callers who had a bad connection, I apologize he couldn't get to call in, but he did, though, make a very good point. When I said that many fathers could be worried about their baby, if they're going to be a Republican or Democrat, I should have also added independent. I apologize about that. You're right. I could have also brought up, you know, we could have also been concerned about his horoscope too. So that was going back to the daddy question and men not getting as excited about the baby coming as women. Thank you for the correction. I forgot to mention independence. Very, very important. I appreciate that. All right, let's talk about this homosexual man an openly gay California man was diagnosed with a chronic condition known as homosexual behavior. It was a code that is considered outdated, but it still exists, called 302.0. Apparently, the man, Matthew Moore, is 45 years old. He said when he looked up the code 302.0, I guess it was described as a sexual deviancy or mental illness. Now, I looked it up. I use LIHTC billing software. 302.0 is in there. 302.0 is called ego dystonic homosexuality. That's what the 302.0 in my ISDN code database says. It was never removed from LIHTC. We've had the upgrades. Nobody uses it. I've never used that code at all, but it exists. It really does exist. I looked it up. An ego dystonic mental disorder, according to Wikipedia, characterized by having a sexual orientation or an attraction that is at odds with one idealized self-image, causing anxiety and a desire to change one's orientation or become more comfortable with one's sexual orientation. I've never used that because most of my homosexual patients are very happy to be that, and I would never even consider putting it as a diagnosis. So where is this coming from? All right, but it's been now brought up, this doctor should lose his license, etc. Okay, but before we do that, the doctor's name has not been publicly released, and keep in mind, okay, prior to the year 2000, now the only reason I'm saying prior to the year 2000 is because I was in training during the 90s, okay? You would be, I don't want to use the word required, but it was a commonplace to specify somebody's sexual orientation if they were homosexual. If they were heterosexual, we didn't write it. But if they were homosexual, we would write that down. I never used a code for it. Okay, and I never put it in the diagnoses because I never thought it should be a diagnosis. But when you would, in your history, okay, when as a medical student or resident, etc., I mean, even as a doctor, you're like, well, I got a 26-year-old African-American female. I got a 27-year-old Hispanic male. I got a 45-year-old Caucasian female. I got a 39-year-old Caucasian homosexual male presenting with cough, shortness of breath, fatigue, etc. Okay, so you delineate the age, the sex, the race, and if there was a sexual orientation. And why would you delineate that? Because we in training were taught that certain diseases could affect certain people. For example, if you had an 8-year-old African-American boy coming in having all over body pain, it would force the person to go, wait a second, African-American, I better think sickle cell. If you had a 59-year-old Jewish woman, Caucasian, or a 59-year-old Caucasian woman of Jewish ancestry, all right, having, you know, some issues, you'd be thinking, well, maybe I got to check Tay-Sachs. Or a Jewish woman coming in with bowel disease, then you may think Crohn's. So we would put we never put Irish. And my Irish friends would always say, why aren't we delineating Irish? Okay, they're coming in with abdominal pain. All right, you know, they're Irish. Come on. And you know, I was like, I don't want to start, you know, talking about countries, you know, and yeah. I mean, like Israelis. I love Israelis, right? But with what Israelis have to eat, okay? A lot of the food can give you gas. I can't handle falafel, but I can understand that would be pertinent. Okay, you got somebody Israeli coming in, they have some gas, it could have been the falafel. My father always wanted to feed me falafel. I'm like, please, for the love of the Lord, I'm going to fart. No falafel, Dad, please. Dad didn't care because he's Dad, but I was a girl. Girls weren't supposed to fart, especially in my family. You just don't fart, unless you're a guy. The guys could fart. Girls couldn't. Trust me, I changed those rules lickety-split when I started my family, those rules. In fact, Mama is the only one that gets to fart. Everybody else has to do it outside. Anyway, okay, where were we going with this? Okay, so you would describe your patient. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We're talking about a patient who had seen a doctor and was diagnosed with a chronic condition of homosexuality. Now, I don't know if this doctor actually said his diagnosis is homosexuality. All right. Some doctors will, in their diagnosis for their chart, put notes in there. I do. Okay. I used to say, all right, we got a person with gallbladder disease, abdominal pain, anemia, etc. If I want to remind myself to check for different things, I may actually put trucker. All right. I got a lot of trucking patients, and it'll remind me that I have somebody that's not going to do the typical exercise plan because their job won't allow it. I mean, they got to be behind the wheel, et cetera. Although most of you truckers have been figuring out how to, get the exercise in, pulling the rig over and, walking around the truck, every hour or two to take that break and get the circulation. So sometimes I will put in my assessment on my notes something that'll remind me, okay, I gotta then keep an eye on this. Now, when we were in training, describing a person and delineating it and documenting a person was homosexual was extremely important because many of us worked with a huge HIV population. Now, not all homosexuals get HIV. But at the time, when I was training in the early 90s, I was at UCLA and I did an infectious disease rotation expecting I would see malaria, finally, elephantitis, these weird infectious diseases, really cool stuff. I spent 99% of my time prescribing antivirals and treating AIDS-related illnesses. So you're as a medical student, I don't know when this doctor trained her, but where I was trained, we had a huge HIV training, a huge HIV emphasis on our training. So if somebody does come in with shortness of breath, et cetera, or pneumonia, and he's homosexual, we may be more inclined to run an HIV to make sure he couldn't be carrying pneumocystis carinii or mycoplasma pneumonia, et cetera. Although the number one pneumonia that does hit HIV patients and AIDS patients is just the same pneumonia that hits all of us, streptococcal pneumonia. But some doctors will want to write homosexual on the note to remind them to make sure they're checking HIV status. Now, for me, I don't have to do that because I like to check everybody for HIV status. Okay, I mean, we've had straight people have HIV, so I just don't. Then having trained at UCLA's infectious disease unit, ward, it was, so you saw people that were exposed to HIV from other reasons, sex, drugs, etc. So for me, I don't need homosexual on the note to remind me because I'm going to do it for all my patients. It doesn't matter to me, I would just kind of wait, okay, and try to get a little bit more information. These codes that we doctors are given to get insurance to pay the claim, it's ridiculous that we have to come up with codes. So I'm not defending the guy, but if there's a code for anemia, for obesity, for homosexuality, doctors will use that to get the claim paid. It may not necessarily mean they're branding somebody. Should the code be gone? Yeah, I think it's outdated. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Patient. Nation. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. I apologize if we're having any issues with the phone lines. One of you had wanted to call in on the homosexual diagnosis. What was the homosexual diagnosis that the doctor had used? Like I said, it was an old diagnosis, a 302.0 code. These ICD-9 codes that doctors have to use to get insurance to pay the claim, which I think is complete bullcrap, okay? If the doctor does the work, the doctor should just tell the insurance, look, I did the work. Really, you know what I think we should do? Is patients should pay the doctor and then have the insurance pay back the patients. You know how some of you have some Aflac type of insurance where you go to the doctor and then Aflac sends you money? I think that's the way it should be, because then nobody knows your personal business. I can't stand giving insurance companies codes. It's none of their gosh darn business if you have syphilis, or if you have gonorrhea, or if you have rectal discharge. Yet, in order to get the claim paid by insurance, I have to submit a code. And it's ridiculous. So we have a doctor here in California that saw an openly gay male, and in this diagnosis code, he used the code 302.0, which is kind of an obsolete code, but it's still in many people's billing software, that denotes an ego dystonic homosexual illness type of thing, okay, which I think is a wrong code, okay? And, you know, in medical school, by the way, they don't teach you the codes, okay? Hang the code. Exactly. Hang the code. They don't really teach you the codes. They teach you to diagnose high blood pressure, diagnose diabetes, and then the biller is supposed to take that and convert it to a special code. All right? Sometimes the billers will make your super bill, like ours did, give us all the codes, so we just circle it. Some of us have codes memorized, 401.1 for high blood pressure, 250.0, 250.01, 272.4. So anyway, you know, after a while, you get used to these codes. But, you know, your biller a lot of times is the one that actually will submit to the insurance a certain code for something. Now, remember, years ago, and I believe that code was made back in the 70s, okay? I believe it was the DSM-4, or not the DSM-4, it might have been the DSM-3, even earlier at the time. I'm trying to think what happened back in the 70s. But a code for a person who was homosexual was at that time considered under a mental disorder, because many people who were gay at the time were trying to fight it. They were like, look, I'm here at the doctor's office because I like men, or I'm a woman who likes women, and society says that's wrong, so here I am, what do I do? And the approach to that from the medical community was, okay, so we give it a diagnosis. Insurance companies were starting to become more and more plentiful. And, you know, if a patient was coming in to see the doctor and they weren't paying cash and they had to get an insurance company to shell out the bucks, they had to prove, well, this is what I spent the time on. The patient was gay, didn't want to be gay, saw me for this. So that's why the code originally existed. Now, over the past 40 years, we've realized that and I told you back at medical school, it was 1 in 8 men hire for women. But now we're learning that homosexuality is a huge part of our society. And you have people that prefer opposite sex, same sex, or both. And it's becoming more commonplace in our society, such that we realize people are born with the decision on who they want to spend the rest of their lives with, or who they're attracted to, or who they love, okay, or find passion for, that it isn't a quote-unquote mental disorder. That's what we're finding now in the medical community. And so, yeah, a code like that is is obsolete. So that was, I think, the history behind the codes. Should a doctor still document in the note if somebody is homosexual? Absolutely. It's just as important as saying somebody is heterosexual. It's as important as saying somebody is white, black, Jewish, Asian, Hispanic. Your Hispanic population could be more prone to diabetes. Your homosexual population could be more at risk for HIV. But does it have to be there? No, I don't. I don't put that in my notes because how I practice is I assume everybody is at risk for hepatitis, syphilis, HIV, etc. So I don't need to delineate, okay? Some of you have suggested that putting homosexual on a chart is very personal and private. Keep in mind, though, when you're coming in, right, because you have a condom that broke and the doctor has to extract the foreign piece of condom that's stuck there, depending on what orifice, the doctor's going to document that. I mean, your medical record is supposed to be private, which is why many of us are nervous about a national database. But private stuff is going into your medical chart. The medical chart can't be person came in and said hi, I said hi back, and nothing stated. Personal stuff is going to be in the chart. So if somebody wants to put husband was cheating on wife or wife was cheating on husband, thinks they contracted an STD, etc., they could put that in there. You know, it's what we do. Me, I like to put a lot of smiley faces, right? Patient took their medicine and listened to Dr. Dahlia. Smiley face. Patient comes in because he listened to the Dr. Dahlia show and found out they should be checking their PSA more often than the government wants them to. I put a smiley face. That's just how I do things. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. A report has come out saying redheaded men are less likely to get prostate cancer. We're going to be talking about that story. My show plays Monday through Friday, 9 to noon every day, live. You can hear us on your iPhone app. You can hear us on your Android app for free. You could play us on demand on your laptop, at work. You won't get fired. Trust me, I don't say any dirty words. Even though we're on XM, Channel 244, I still keep it clean because of our other stations that play our show, like KDWN, KFN, the many other affiliates that we have coast to coast. So don't worry, we do keep it clean. You can listen if you need to. All right, a Park Avenue surgeon is offering free cosmetic procedures if you go out on a date with him. Dr. Emil Chin is offering, I guess, Juvederm, LASIK in one arm, even money. Okay, but he wants you to be thin, very thin, a size 0 to 2. All right, she has no children, maintains a healthy lifestyle. This is according to the New York Post. Should be between 27 and 35, significantly younger than him. Christian, but not too Christian. Huh. I wonder why. Any denomination is fine. I'm Catholic, but not very religious. I prefer any religion over none. Okay? He is looking for white, the graduate of an Ivy League school, and on a scale of attractiveness from 1 to 10, she's an 8. Okay? But he doesn't want anybody who is materialistic. For the first date, he will give $100 to the matchmaker. For a second date, the person will be treated to a Latisse eyelash enhancing treatment of $200. The third date is Botox. And the fourth date is free Juvederm injections. By the fifth date, he could get LASIK surgery on one eye, or he will give the lover $500 in cash. Now, I don't even know if this is legal. If it's legal, Okay. Now, apparently, I believe there was an old Craigslist ad, okay, seeking assistance to live rent-free, I guess, at his clinic, whose duties would include finding him a wife. $10,000 bonus if an employee finds him a wife. Wow. And the guy's not that bad looking. I don't know. All right, guys, we will talk on Monday. Follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, but most of all, be safe and God bless.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the... There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bone Suckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.